Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopLock.org. CopLock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
And that's the plan, Joe. Throw you in the can, Joe.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Darrell W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopLock.org. This week, a couple of stories that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. A police officer in South Carolina shot a 70-year-old motorist who was reaching for a cane during a traffic stop because he thought the man was grabbing a rifle from the bed of his pickup truck. The man was expected to survive. According to York County Sheriff spokesman Trent Ferris, the York County deputy Terrence Knox pulled over Bobby Kniep of Lincolnton, North Carolina, for an expired license tag about 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, just north of Clover, South Carolina. After stopping, Kniep got out of his pickup truck and reached into the bed, pulling out what Knox thought was a long-barreled rifle. It was Kniep's walking cane. The officer fired several times, hitting Kniep once. Ferris refused to say where on the body Kniep was hit, but said he was expected to survive. Kniep was taken to Carolina's Medical Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, where spokesman Kevin McCarthy said he was listed in fair condition. Ferris, reading from a statement at a news conference, said, "The situation is very unfortunate. It does appear at this time that Deputy Knox's actions were an appropriate response to what he reasonably believed to be an imminent threat to his life. The State Law Enforcement Division will investigate the shooting and turn its findings over to prosecutors who will decide whether to press charges." He said Knox has been a deputy for almost 3 years. In other news, Larry Wayne Gully was arrested August 26th by Mansfield police after officers went to his home on a domestic violence call. Court documents identify the alleged victim as Gully's teenage daughter. Gully, whose termination from the Fort Worth Police Department took effect Monday, will appeal, according to his attorney. According to a disciplinary letter filed Wednesday with the Civil Service Commission, the daughter and another person were arguing in her bedroom when Gully entered the room. The statement says, "She stated that Officer Gully became angry when she gave him a look and he punched her in the face with a closed fist. Her nose began to bleed." The daughter told police that Gully yelled for a person to bring him a belt and that he struck her with that. The letter continues, "He then threw the belt down and slammed her to the ground." She stated that he placed his hands around her throat and squeezed. He then twisted her body into several different positions and subsequently stood on her chest. The daughter said he covered her mouth and nose with his hands, making her fear that she would not be able to breathe, then released her and told her to go to the bathroom and wash up. Once in the bathroom, she contacted police. A witness told a Mansfield officer he saw Gully punch the teen in the face and step on her like she was an insignificant being or a cockroach. The letter, signed by Police Chief Jeff Halstead, says he believes that the daughter's statements are credible and that Gully assaulted the teen. Gully, who had been with the department since 2003, was charged on August 28th with assault causing bodily injury of a family member. He is free on $1,500 bail, awaiting trial. That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopLock.org. I hope you'll take a moment to consider just what it is that you are being forced to pay for with taxation and speak out against the violence and the corruption. And remember to connect and collaborate with those who know that badges don't grant extra rights. Find us online at CopBlock.org. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/CopBlock. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/copblock and subscribe to us on YouTube at youtube.com/thecopblock. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55. 'Cause all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.